This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thoughts, clear your mind, and clear your throat if that's where you are stuck. Nobody needs to be stuck here. Bring your open mind to the DJV show. Jennifer Horn has an open mind. She's here. Toria Keelan has an open mind. She's here. Kara Schillen has an open mind, and you have an open mind. So let's get at it. Say hi to the people in Chattanooga who are listening. On the callers are deaf. I love that. And in the Madison, Wisconsin area, how do you do? Huntsville, Alabama. I said hello the other day to all the Jacksons, didn't I? I think I did. It was like three or four states have Jacksons, and I think we're on in all of those areas. Let's get to what's going on there. There's been a lot of discussion about troops in Africa since the problem with the soldier in Niger. And I think that I became collectively interested in where the troops were. And in league with that comes information that a lot of the former troops, people who were in the service before that retired, are being brought back in. The president apparently signed an executive order that allows the secretaries of defense, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, to bring an unlimited number of retired troops back to active duty if there is a war. Air Force is missing about 1,500 combat pilots. They say it needs. See, I want to know, they say they need them, but where's the justification? Needs them for what? What are they doing? They want 1,000 more pilots, but what do the pilots do? What is their day like? What's their week? Are they all just being prepared just in case? Is that what we're doing? I mean, I understand I don't like it, but because of Daesh in the Middle East, the Air Force has been carrying out missions every day. This past, March from August, they did 695 different drops. So what are these people capable of? I remember, the reason I'm asking the question is because I remember stories from some of the pilots in World War II who literally, I know my stepfather, who was a bombardier, 56 missions over Germany from England. And he was shot down three or four times. Matter of fact, the only one survived in a couple of those incidents. So is there something that in wartime, these guys would fly over, drop their ordnance, come back, the planes would be worked on, they'd take a nap, and they'd get back up again, and they'd go fly over again. That's what they did. In many instances, they do day after day after day after day until they wiped out a particular area. So there may be 80,000 new soldiers this fiscal year that come from. And the reason that I'm a little cynical about this, because I had the experience of being able to go to Iraq when we were in the height of it, was a pretty. If you see the picture on my Facebook page of me with Tony Orlando and Steve Baldwin and a couple of other people who were on this trip together, we all found the same thing. Although supportive, certainly, of the troops, we did USO shows, I think three or four of them while we were there. But it was the underlying tone, there was a buzz that came from meeting some of the soldiers. One story that I remember vividly was a soldier who had a post-traumatic stress disorder, and he was washing, he was in charge of washing cars. And for that, there was an emergency. He didn't want to go back in, but he was told that he had to go back in. And so he went back in. And because his emotional injury was so strong, there was nothing he could do other than go wash cars. So I guess the argument is, well, somebody has to wash the car, so if we bring him back, we don't put him on the front line, that's okay. How many people think that's okay? Who thinks that's a... Why don't you hire some civilian and bring him over there and have him wash the cars? If that's what you think
a
you have to do.
A civilian from the United States?
Yeah. Or even a civilian from Iraq and teach him how to wash the cars. But somebody from... I don't get... It doesn't make any sense to me.
But if you're already a soldier, then...
Why do we
need a
soldier to go through training so he can wash cars?
Well, he didn't go through training just to wash cars.
No, but he wasn't capable anymore of being a real soldier.
So maybe he made the choice to not be discharged.
No, he did not make the choice. He told me he was compelled. That we sat for an hour and a half and talked. And
so why was he still there?
That's the question. He didn't know I was still there. He didn't want to be there. But his job while he was there, he was one of the people that was recruited, brought back in at the time as an emergency. We needed more troops over there. That's why I'm asking the question. I bring up the story.
I don't know. I mean, I know there are a lot of soldiers with PTSD who get honorably discharged. So
yes.
I don't know what year that was or why that didn't happen to him. But don't see how bringing a civilian in solves a problem, though.
What, washing cars? What do you need a soldier to wash cars for?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of security clearances and
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
really
would be the biggest concern, would be security-wise, whether or not that's smart. I don't know about the details.
Do you know how many private contractors we have hired that
are working? Yeah, and they all have security clearance.
Okay.
It's not like just going down the street and saying, hey, Joe, you look like you can wash a car. Come on over.
Right.
Mm. I think you get my drift. The whole business about war and, you got to clean this up. I get that. But what are we doing to fix it so that we don't have this stuff ongoing? Where's the effort? Where's the strong effort to get along or to try it? I don't mean give in or give over. I mean figure out through some sort of diplomatic solution. I have the solution, actually. Hire Elizabeth McCord from Madam Secretary. She'll fix it all. That's the way to fix it. I just fixed the problem. Perfect. Being a little facetious, but I just, I don't know, who thinks, I'm sure somebody will respond to me one way or another. Help yourself. Twitter, the reach to Twitter or reaching us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. All right, thoughts about troops coming back into the service. I think it's a sticky wicket, frankly. And there are a lot of them who don't want to go. Okay, enough. I can go drone on about this. There is a very exciting opportunity for those of you who are in business to hire the right recruits. If you're hiring, you want to post your job free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One click. That's one of the strongest benefits of having ZipRecruiter available to you. 100 or more job boards. One click, and you can post your job. And the first time around is free. That's a very good incentive, I would think, for those of you who are looking for new employees. ZipRecruiter really is different. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job for over 100 of these leading job boards with that one click and know that you're being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work. They notify qualified candidates about your job, and then you get the best possible matches, and really quickly. That's one of the reasons ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike some of these other hiring sites, they don't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them. So get a head start on the new recruit. Go to ZipRecruiter.com, which is the smartest way to hire. Anybody who's hiring has had that experience will tell you that's the way to do it. And you get your first experience with ZipRecruiter today. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, use it free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That supports what our folks are doing. That is the people looking for jobs. Just talking about ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. What's the fastest growing job in America? Anybody know?
Something in computers.
No. Take a guess, Victoria. Are you?
Well,
no.
I know the answer, so I don't want to guess. Right. But Kara? Let Kara guess. It is
fastest
surprising.
Growing job in America is?
English teacher. Why not? It's not in computers.
Being a wind turbine technician is the fastest growing category of job needed. More electricity coming from wind turbines, that means more turbine technicians. Past couple of years, no other job has grown faster. A lot of the job growth is in rural areas. Median salary for a wind technician, $52,000 a year. I suppose we would be considered wind technicians, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maybe. We're wind deliverers, that's for sure.
Schools are training for the next generation of wind turbine technicians. Because there is, this is sort of refreshing because we always, well, not always, but we many times frequent people's conversation about jobs, saying how the schools are not preparing people for what the opportunities are. Apparently there are, because they need 250,000 people to work in this industry. So if you're looking for a job, go find a place like Iowa Lakes Community College where they offer a course in wind turbine technicianship. How about that? That's a good word, right? 108% growth in this area in the next decade. Everybody wants to get off of fossil fuels. And so this is something, you know, there used to be, we used to generate a lot of our electricity. Most every factory that was along a river, they put them along a river because they wanted to generate their own electricity. They made their own electricity just using, they set up facilities along the river and use the water to run their turbines. And I know in New England where there are a lot of mill towns, they're all right on the river. And the water was their source. Now we're going back to that, kind of interesting, but using wind as well as water. Yeah.
Aren't they building a wind farm off of Massachusetts in the ocean?
Right off Cape Cod. Yep, yeah. 23, 24 miles out from the islands. They're building a big wind farm. Yep, big, big need for employees there. So there's a place to get a job, folks. 21 after the hour.
Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Dig back into the file here. George Michael, a reissue of Listen Without Prejudice, coordination with the Showtime documentary, George Michael, Freedom. His Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1 album has been reissued as a multi-disc set featuring his MTV Unplugged concert, as well as B-sides and other things that are rare from his years as a performer, entertainer. Supposed to arrive in November of last year. The 25th anniversary, or reissue, if you will, was postponed because he died. However, the reissue, available as a 2-CD set and a deluxe 3-CD DVD set, arrived last Friday. The reissue includes the remastered Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1, along with his MTV Unplugged concert, which he recorded at London's 3 Mills Island studio in October of 96. So the reissue marks the first time the Unplugged performance will be made available as an album. The deluxe set also includes his Fantasy with Nile Rodgers, along with B-sides, remixes, single edits, all from that same era. George Michael, Freedom, narrated by Michael himself, also features interviews with artists like Stevie Wonder, Elton John, Mary J. Blige, Liam Gallagher, as well as all five supermodels seen in the Freedom 90 video. Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Linda Evangelista, and is it, I don't know this last lady. Is
Tatiana Petit.
Okay. Is she petite?
I don't know what she looks like.
Okay. Not exactly. She's not the same.
Yeah, the other ones are way more famous.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right, so there's some, those of you George Michael fans, that'd be kind of cool.
Just I didn't even know, his Unplugged concert, I never even knew existed.
No.
So I think this was sort of trending over the weekend. I'm a big George Michael fan, and I never knew it existed, so it's
really
kind of cool that, yeah.
Well,
I watched a lot of Unplugged on MTV, but never saw this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have your chance, Victoria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah. By the lead guitarist for the Dixie Hummingbirds has passed away at the age of 92, Howard Carroll. Listen to this stuff. Oh, my God. Fabulous gospel group. Yep. Started as a quartet of students formed by James B. Davis in Greenville, South Carolina at high school, 1928. These guys started. They recorded a cappella for the Decca label in the 30s, moved to Philadelphia in the 40s. After the end of the Second World War, as the sound of gospel changed, the Hummingbirds added bass and drums and guitar, all supplied by Mr. Carroll. They performed in Paul Simon's Loves Me Like a Rock, 1973. Won a Grammy for their own version of this song. This stuff is the stuff that American music is really made of. Their influence goes way beyond the gospel. James Brown got a lot out of them. Stevie Wonder loved them. So this is well, it's sad. Everybody moves on to the next adventure. While here, Mr. Carroll had an influence. Again, one of those things, like you're just saying, Victoria, who knew?
Right.
You know, you don't know that these things exist, but then you go back into your memory. I was a big gospel fan as a kid. It's one of the reasons I joined the choir at Heidelberg, because of the spiritual, not the secular sacred music, but the way we would do it, or try to do it. I don't know that we did such a great job of it. In gospel, it really takes that feeling of grit. So, a memory of Howard Carroll at 28 after on the DJB Experience.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. For whatever the reason, because I just was reading something from someone who was nominally upset because I was talking about war and there's a lot of talk about North Korea and the bomb and what happens and the anxiety that's created around these, and why do you have on your very nice morning program a discussion that's so upsetting? And I guess everybody's got a different set of filters, right? Everybody hears things differently. You have one interpretation. I have another interpretation based on our experiences and stuff. But I do know one thing about anxiety that's created by sometimes conversation, sometimes circumstances. There is a... My son and I get into this conversation yesterday when talking about his work. I talk to him a couple times a week about his work because it's something that's very... I can hear it taking its toll on him, frankly. He gets too close to people, and this is part of the training. You got to divorce yourself. But then if you're really going to be effective, how do you just say, well, this is the way to fix the problem, and if you do it, fine. If you don't do it, no skin off my nose. I don't think he knows how to do that, and I don't know that that's good therapy anyway. Not sure what the right therapy is, but I'm sure one thing, all the pills that are around are not going to really work. there are other things that you can learn how to do. Anxiety is something that comes to people at certain times of the day. Whether we have anxiety when we're on the air together or not. Jennifer, what's the most anxious time of the day for you? You just kind of go from one radio job to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. So do you ever feel anxiety as you move from one to the other?
Yeah, I struggle with anxiety a huge amount. I mean, it was almost debilitating for me a few years ago. And but you know what? I can't say that you can change people or you can change circumstances.
Yeah.
And so there's a consistent level of environmental anxiety that just follows me every day. It's just you got to figure out how to cope with it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you cope with it?
You just keep going.
You keep going.
Just keep going and you try to, you know, you try to find things that will calm you down in the moment, whether that's, I mean, for me, the way that I was able to beat anxiety was trying to, in my mind, tell myself what was going on, that it was a real physical problem and that it wasn't like something like horrible going on with me. Because I think that's the most immediate. When people have anxiety attacks, they think they're dying. And so once you convince yourself that this isn't it, that your number is not quite up yet, right, I think it actually does a lot to calm you down.
With me, my anxiety attacks took place just before I got married when I was 23 years old. And it was literally, I felt like I was having a heart attack and dying. I remember driving down the highway in Connecticut, pulled off, and right in front of me was a hospital. It was one of the early treatment centers, you know, that you could go to in your neighborhood. So I went in and I got on to the table and the doctor looked at me and he said to me, "Well, you're okay." I said, "What do you mean? I feel like I'm dying." He says, "You're having an anxiety attack. I see 20 people a day just like you at your age, starting a family, starting a new job, starting whatever things when they're new sometimes, or new thoughts to you, or in turning it around, maybe old thoughts that you want to shake but you don't seem to be able to." Victoria, how does it manifest with you?
I have sleep anxiety. That's the worst thing that I deal with because I've just had so many problems sleeping over the last, year. And so I'm,
good thing we found you some MyPillows.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that does help. That's true. I just try the best I can to meditate and just quiet my mind because that's the only thing.
Do you do it at a separate time of the day, the same time every day, or do you do it at a different time?
I try to do it at night before I go to sleep, just so I can kind of get into that, into that mindset. Mm-hmm. But I find that I have to just sort of distract myself. And one of the things that I've been doing is keeping a gratitude journal. So that really helps get your mind, way, way off of anxiety when you're focused on, good things that happened that day or good things in your life and things like that. So that has helped a lot.
Uh-huh. Good things in your life. Remember them. Kara, what about you?
It depends. Over the years, I think it's manifested in different ways. So there are times when I feel anxious and the way that my body feels like it needs to deal with it is eating, which is never really good because then you kind of eat comfort foods or you know, things that are not good for you, or you can, I don't know, binge on just a bunch of candy or something. And it in the past it has made me feel good in that situation, but at that time, but then it doesn't make you feel good later.
Yeah.
And I think I found now that the best way to do it or to deal with it is through physical, just something physical, and whether that's exercising or I don't know. I've said before that a good cry can sometimes, that can be all you need, and so you'll just sit there. And I think your body just needs a physical outlet, a way to get rid of that anxiety, or at least that's how I deal with it. And working out or crying, which are totally different, but it depends how bad
really
it is.
Good because your body is sending out a lot of adrenaline when you have anxiety and constant stress. And so the more that you can move around, the more your body will use it, and you'll feel normal. You won't have the physical symptoms.
Yeah, otherwise you feel kind of shaky. And I don't know. I think just giving your brain something else to focus on. So the exercise is good because your brain and your body have to focus on something else, and they can't focus on all of the anxiety and stuff that you were worried about.
Yeah,
and adrenaline is a really powerful thing.
I'm
happy to hear all of us speak about anxiety in a real way that, so many people kind of brush it aside.
or if you don't suffer from anxiety, it's difficult to put yourself in someone else's shoes. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Jen's right. The adrenaline during an anxiety attack is just pumping through your veins. It's unbelievable how powerful it is.
It's interesting how we realize that we are going through this anxiety and what causes it. And I was thinking about, actually was reading a study about the most anxious times in a person's life. And believe it or not, the decision to get married is the, generally speaking, the most anxious. More maybe than being married, or if you're not going to work in a situation of getting divorced, that kind of stuff. The anxiety of relationships, though, in general, and then bringing them to a point of the ultimate. And, Victoria, you seem to have handled that well, but I have to believe there's some anxiety. When you and Lewis decided to get married, even though you love each other, there's that, okay, what am I doing here?
Honestly, I can tell you, I mean, having been through that before, where I literally hyperventilated down the aisle the first time, I had absolutely no anxiety whatsoever. And I checked in with Lewis, too, and said, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? And he just was so, we're just really lucky. We were just really happy on that day. And there was no anxiety. We just feel very grateful for that. But I have friends who have freaked out. I have freaked out. I mean, it can be a very, very anxiety-inducing thing.
Before I was old enough to understand what I was doing and understood the ramifications of it, now when I think about if I were ever to marry again, how I would do that, I have said many times to many people, matter of fact, I'm reminded of this from time to time, that I don't really want to be married. I don't see the value to it. I don't see, you know, what comes of it. If you're in a partnership of love and respect, you share your laughter, your tears, your friendship, intimacy, whatever it is, and you do it in a way that doesn't require you to be boxed in. Because I see marriage as being, unless it's something that you really are sure of, like you are.
Yeah, I used to see it that way, too, as I didn't really understand the point of it after, you know, having such a brief marriage. And
but you can,
I didn't really see a point of it, but then Lewis is traditional and he really wanted to get married. And the more I came around to it, and now that we are married, it has brought us so much closer.
Really?
And there's just something that I'm not a possessive person at all. I never have been. Uh-huh. There's something so, and this is going to sound cheesy, but there's something so nice about, like, you know, he's my person, and his person, and there's something really, really wonderful about
when
that.
You find that,
There's
a business about soulmates, twin souls, that kind of stuff, and there are different things. And I say this with Jennifer's thinking as we're talking because
she's... And Jen's about to go on this journey, too, now.
Right, yeah. And so the things, the careful considerations, wanting to and truly wanting to, I think it's okay if you really want to, if you can ignore, you know, all of the other ancillary things when you choose to get married. The state says you got to sign this document, and your grandmother says, oh, I got to be there, I got to see you, you know, all of that stuff. That's important. But the most important thing is that you figure that this is somebody that will carry you when you can't carry yourself. And I think that's great in any relationship. If you... somebody that you care about who can depend on you, who trusts you to take care of him or her when there is an emotional problem, a spiritual problem, a physical problem. And that's, you know, and it's having the ability not to not have conflict, but to resolve conflicts, to speak openly. And that comes from, I think, respect. And that's part of it. And that's probably what you're growing into, I think, Jennifer, especially when you have children that are there. And I don't mean to, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but because we all love you, we want you to be happy. And I would tell you that if it were me, I would probably go through the same. I guess it would depend on who it was with, frankly. But I've sort of kept myself from being married about six times over the last 30 years. And
I think you're pretty good at it now, right? You're like a draft dodger.
Yeah, and as in a manner of speaking, I suppose. That's a great analogy, Victoria. Being with somebody that you've been, it's got to be a two-way street. You got to be completely able to nurture the other person. And that's what Jennifer will be superb at that. But making sure that it's a two-way street that you give. You may give one thing to the other person and not expect, you know, the expectation is not a good thing to have, but knowing that they got your back at the important times, that's what's, I think that's what's so swell about it. So Jennifer has not said a word.
Well, I was listening to you. Is there something to respond to? I mean,
I don't
that was
know.
A nice that was a nice wish. I wish the same thing for myself, and I feel like I'm on that path. For me,
good.
The stress is not in the wedding. The stress is in the combination of lives.
that's a lot. Yeah.
It's just it's a
lot. You have to have a business. For you, it's going to be a part of business.
It's
and that's what's really
like
distracting
that.
About marrying somebody that's in or out of your class. I'm not talking about you, but a lot of people who fall in love and they have, you know, they come from different places. And there's nothing worse than having an economic differential that you can't absorb or like or respect or live with. Because it'll stick in your craw if you don't take care of that. And so, anyway, there are lots of different things, whether you get along with the other people in the family, you know, that
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, there's always that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I always have to bring that up for you because I know I'm expecting that kind of response. Frankly,
we're pretty lucky in that respect, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's all food for thought. It's all good. Thank you. The benefits of getting on the Super Beats program, I found out last Friday that for the fourth year in a row, we will be the spokespeople here in Radio Land on this program. We will be continuing our role as, what we say, ambassadors for the Super Beats message. This has been the most successful advertising campaign that I've ever had on this program. And apparently, according to the salesperson, because this is what, you know, it's like anything else, there's sales involved in it. I'm shocked at this. Even comparing, the lady said to me, comparing even to television assets that they have and spokespeople who are hired to specifically represent the brand, for some reason or another, this product has absolutely connected with the listeners to this program to the point where they have a fabulous connection to us. They like the way we talk about it, the fact that we all use it, and it's genuine when we tell our stories. Jennifer and her use of it in the afternoon after she's been on two radio programs, she's got to go work at the office. And Victoria, who needs it because she, by the, I like it when the bell rings at 9 o'clock, she's off for her nap. But she needs it in the morning because she's not a morning person.
Uh-uh.
And Kara uses it there in the studios. It's a great way for you to get not only the nitric oxide, it opens up the blood vessels and gets the blood to your muscles and your brain and all over your body, but the nutrients make you feel there's a goodness that comes out of this. And it's almost indescribable how you feel when you drink your Super Beats. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water or some kind of a shake and drink it. It promotes healthy circulation, blood pressure normalizing, all kinds of good things. And as we age, you want to give your body what it needs. And it needs Super Beats. So if you go online to DougLikesBeats.com, you can get in, first order, you get a 30-day supply free of Super Beats, the strips that can tell you how Super Beats is doing, so you know you're getting enough nitric oxide in your system, free shipping. All right, DougLikesBeats.com, please go there today and order your Super Beats for extended life and your well-being. DougLikesBeats.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Now, 53 after the hour, one of my favorite radio people, as a matter of fact, one of my favorites, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to know that I don't allow anybody on this program if I don't like them.
Well, thank you very much. High standards indeed.
Test number one, if they're going to get on here, they got to be my friends, and Tommy the K is my friend, Tom Kreitler, who is the not the better half, but he's an equal half with Leslie Segretti in that weekend show, The Money Pit. Fascinating thing about the Money Pit is that it is as popular and informative and helpful as a great enterprise, actually, that Tom has creatively put together. And so now to sort of benefit the people who are listening to the program, Tommy's come up with the Money Pit Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. You want to win some of the coolest tools from the Home Depot? Tommy's going to tell you I'm going to sign up for this. I'm not related to you, so nobody's going to know that.
Yeah, technically, that's right. You're not a. Right. Yeah, you're not. There's no economic connection here.
No. Don't we know that?
Yeah. Well, except for that last time he tried to borrow a few bucks.
Oh, yes. Right. Talk about that. All right, so what's going on with all these prizes, and how can people enter?
Yeah, the Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes going on now through November 15th. We've got about $4,500 in prizes, mostly tools from the Home Depot. We've got like Husky Mechanics tool sets and workbenches and combo kits from Ryobi. Some really terrific prizes. All you got to do is go to moneypit.com, enter today. And once you enter, you can share the sweepstakes with friends. If you post it to social media, you get bonus entries. So you really can't go wrong. You can enter every day through November 15th. There's over 40 prizes. So, chances are you can win something.
MoneyPit.com. MoneyPit. MoneyPit, one word, MoneyPit. MoneyPit.com is how you enter. One of the things that I respect about Tom is his worldly knowledge of the things that affect you and your relationship with your home, your money pit. Inside, outside. So I've come across this new technology that I've been asked to speak about on the air, Vivint Smart Home. And I figure this is a perfect thing for you as well, because this smart home technology is really the rage, and it includes pretty much everything, right? You can expand it, you can contract it, but I wondered what you thought about the is this something you can put into an older home, into a younger, what do you have to have it built into the home?
Here's the connecting factor, Doug. The fact that so many of us have Wi-Fis in our house, we had that technology, that communication technology. You know, years ago you had to hardwire everything, you know, every doorbell, you know, every security system, everything had to be wired, and that was just so troubling. But now with Wi-Fi technology, there's no limit to how smart you can make your house. And I think that's the key. You don't have to kind of go all in. You can go small to big. You know, you can do something like just there's a technology where you can put an alert on your garage door so that if you leave for work and the door happens to be open, you're going to get a notification on that and go, oh, you know, your door's open. You might want to close that. And guess what? You can pull over to the side of the road, hit a couple of buttons, and it'll close automatically. I mean, something as simple as that, or controlling your heat or your security system, all under one platform or multiple platforms that play well together. So it's a really exciting time to add that kind of security, add that kind of smart technology to your house and take advantage of it.
Vivint Smart Home. Get a customized, affordable smart home system professionally. 855-718-6167 for Vivint Home Systems, as Tommy just described, and I'm learning this myself. 855-718-6167. Again, for Vivint, take this is a, I guess a bit of advice from all of us, both of us. 855-718-6167. I got a kick out of this. A lady named Melissa sent me a note. Will you please ask Tom?
is that how she says? How she sounds?
I'm reading into her. Those are the words on the page for that. Will you please ask Tom about? I've decided I want to change my kitchen, but I don't want to spend a lot of time. And then I started looking at my kitchen, and I decided I want to transform my home, but I don't want to spend a lot of money. Give me a tip for quick makeovers. Where do I go? What do I do?
Well, in kitchen makeovers, you don't have to kind of go all in, right? There's a lot of things that you can do to give it a whole new look. Start with something as simple as changing all the hardware in your kitchen. That's the jewelry for the cabinets. That will make a difference there. Lighting makes a difference. Brighter lights make a difference. Adding lights under the cabinet, some lights that you know, give you a little bit of a feature to them. On the cabinets, you can paint them. You don't have to replace them. You can paint them. You could add new flooring. If you want to do something that's significant, just change your countertop. That's a very large visual space in the kitchen. That will make a big difference. And, of course, yes, you could paint. You could add new flooring. But any of those types of improvements really will step it up. And look at all the new fixtures and faucets that are available, all of which are WaterSense certified today, so you can use less water to boot.
I have cow things on my – the knobs on my counters are cow faces. Tom Kreitler, MoneyPit.com. Sign up for –
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.